بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لست بصاحب ذلك، اذهبوا إلى ابن إبراهيم خليل الله. قال فيأتون إبراهيم فيقول إبراهيم لست بصاحب ذلك، إنما كنت خليلا من وراء وراء، اعمدوا إلى موسى. We are still in this chapter of Amanat, fulfilling the trust and Amanat which is upon us. And in that we read a few ayat and a few, and the third hadith here we are reading. And in this lengthy hadith which we are doing part by part, where on the day of Qiyamah, Jannat will be brought in front of all the people and all the beauties of Jannat. Then the believers will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam firstly and ask him that he must ask Allah Ta'ala to open Jannat for us so we might enter. As yesterday we had discussed that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will say that isn't it that my error brought all of you out of Jannat into this dunya, so I don't have face to go and ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that error was just he forgot. Fanasiya Adam. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam only forgot, he did not disobey Allah Ta'ala. It was not an error that he had committed. But is the height of their position, that even that they regard that we are not fit to go in front of Allah Ta'ala. Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyatul Muqarrameen. The good deeds of the Abrar are regarded as the gunas and sins of those who are the muqarrabeen, the very close to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So anyway, Ibrahim, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will say, go to my son Ibrahim, he is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Ask him to ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to open the doors of Jannat. Fayatuna Ibrahim. People will come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, all the believers. And Ibrahim fayaqulu Ibrahimu, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will say, lastu bi sahibi dhalik, I'm not fit for that. Innama kuntu khalilan mi wara wara. I was some time ago, I was the friend of Allah Ta'ala. In other narrations also it comes that he will say that I had spoken lies, and they were not lies that he had spoken. For example, when all were going to worship the idols, leaving the town and going out of town, and they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also to join them, all were going. So he said, Inni saqeem, I am ill. He did not mean physical illness, spiritual, that you people, I see your condition, worshipping idols, etc. That makes me sick. So he spoke the truth. He did not speak a lie, but just to beguile them. And this is what is called Tawriyah, and that is permissible. That a person says something, like when the British were looking for one of our elders, and he just moved from his place. And he said he was just now here. So he spoke the truth. But they took the wrong meaning and they started looking all around everywhere else. Like for example, crooks also, when they steal and they run and people are running after them, then he himself says he's gone that direction. In other words, he's putting them in the wrong direction. Things like that. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he had married Sarah, his wife, and the king of the land they were passing through, he used to abuse the newlywed woman and he used to take advantage of them. So when they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is this? He said, it is my sister. And it was his sister indeed. As far as deen is concerned, she was a Muslim, he was a Muslim. It was his sister. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in any case, also made mazarat, excused himself. And he said, I'm not fit for this. And this all shows humility. That is a great lesson that we have to learn. I'madu ila Musa, alladhi kallamahu Allahu taklima. go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He has that high position by Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala had spoken to him personally. Allah Ta'ala had spoken to him. He has got that high position. So, and all this, as we will read, just to, for us to get the benefit of this hadith at the end, all will be crossing Pul Sirat. And all on Pul Sirat, there will be two hooks. One will be of holding up family ties, and the other will be of amanat, trust, which is relevant and part of this hadith. And any person who had abused these and did not make tawbah from it, did not correct it, they will hook him and throw him into the pits of Jahannam. And he will go down, and as we had mentioned, it will come at the end of the hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is something that should really scare and frighten us and make us come right, that the person will fall for a journey of 70 years. He will be falling down. So what will be the condition when he reaches the bottom there? So Allah Ta'ala save us. And like the whole of Deen is being discussed in all these kitabs, etc. But yeah, particular reference is made to two things, holding up family ties. Of course, there also there are details. If the family, like Allah Ta'ala, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا بِمَعْرُوفِ, that your parents treat them well. But if they command you with haram, to worship idols, to do wrong, then in there is no obedience. لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي. There is no obedience that is permitted for any creation in which there is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, that also should be taken into consideration. But for worldly matters, today for worldly things, people break off family ties. Because you didn't invite me to your wedding, or you people are too hard and too strict, etc. For those matters, if you break off family ties, for Allah, but you must check your intention. It must be solely for Allah, not for some other motive, that we make some other excuse. It must be only for Allah Ta'ala. So that is family ties. And amanat is of all various types, all the amanat and trust that we must have. May Allah give us all tawfiq, protect us, save us, and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.